Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And check out all the other things there, including the body of work that Christian Arnold has deposited with us over the years as an almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust. Christian is the author of the outstanding new book, Boring to Bravo. Christian, tell us how we can find the book and where we can find you.
At any major bookseller. And
yeah.
You can find me at boringtobravo.com.
All right. So check it out and find out all the things that Christian can do for you or your organization. Christian, talk to us a little bit about competitive advantage and how you think that we should be thinking about that in this second decade of the 21st century.
Well, you know, I think this is the opportunity to really step back and think through what is truly unique about your company. What is it that you provide? And make sure that everyone in your organization is aligned with that goal, the way that you translate that out to the customer. You know, because everybody's been kind of, you know, got their head down and they've just been doing what they need to do in order to survive. And you really want to position yourself for the future. And one of the ways that you do that is, first and foremost, figuring out what it is that you're going to be successful at. And then making sure that everybody's aligned with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you say everybody, that's a lot of folks. That's internal and external, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's one thing about aligning people inside the organization. Aligning people outside the organization, either in your supply channels or your customers, that takes a little bit more of an education kind of thing.
Right.
It's got its own... its own different strategy, but you need to be educating your customer and educating people in that supply chain.
You and I have, as you said earlier in the previous segment, we've been around a while and we've gone through the times when you did need to educate your customers. Aren't we in a situation now where we have to really become a little bit more educated about our customers than them about us right now?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they're in control, aren't they?
Well, customers have always been in control, but again, they've been a lot more compliant. You know, which kind of car do you want? The Ford Model T was black.
Right.
And we'll now take a look at all the different car models that you can take. And I think what customers are looking for is they're looking for customization. Make it specific for me. So that's requiring a couple of different things. First and foremost, segment your market, your customer base. Not every customer is the same. So You want to break it down into segments, and then it's called mass customization.
Right, yeah.
You know, so that you're delivering a tailored product to that market segment, and the more you can customize it so that they truly think that they're individual and unique. I mean, for goodness sakes, you can get your own M&Ms that are printed with your own message on it.
How about that? How about that?
Go figure.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing is a small business – you don't have to. One of the things I think along the lines of what you were just saying about customization, what you have to be able to do is you have to communicate with prospects that maybe that have never met you before, that you have that capability, that you're aware that they want customization long before they ever meet you. Because what's happening today, Christian, is people are finding out about you or not, if you're not in, you know, anywhere online. People are finding out about you, and they're getting a flavor, sort of an idea about how you're going to work with them long before they ever talk to you, long before they ever come in your business, send you an email, call on the phone. And if you don't have that kind of – if you aren't connecting with them with your written word and with the way you're reaching out to them online, for example, you may become irrelevant. What do you think?
Well, I think more and more people are using online to confirm your credibility, your statement. So, you know, it's more than just having a website. It's about putting up a YouTube channel that shows the audio and visual perspective. And I was talking to one of my clients, and I said, you know, Kristen, I don't see why I should put up a YouTube channel. You know, why would we do that? And it's like, well, can't you show, demonstrate how to use your product or the mm-hmm. benefits of your service or put up some testimonials of people saying, oh, my God, Jim Blasingame is the best radio talk show host in the universe. I mean, there are lots of things that you can do that enhance your credibility and actually give value to your customers without them even buying
right.
yet. It's the value that you provide that then makes them want to pull the trigger and say, oh, my gosh, I need Jim.
Well, the other thing, and I like the fact that you use the word value, because if you put an S on that, you also need to demonstrate your what I'm calling values, which is whether they think that they're going to like you or not. I mean, people are wanting to get that idea before they even connect with you, aren't they?
Right. They want to make sure that they're going to be able to trust you, that you get them, mm-hmm. And that you're going to provide real value. I mean, the reason why we have an economy is that there's a fair exchange of value. You know, I get something, you give me money.
Right.
And I was talking to Randy Pennington, who's a wonderful gentleman, wrote a book called Results Rule.
Right.
And he said, you know, when the economy gets tough, the stock market gets tough, people run toward value.
Right, right.
Stock Absolutely. Market, if you look at the stocks that are doing really, mm-hmm. really well, it's those stocks that show value.
Mm-hmm. They actually call them value stocks. Hey, Kristen, give us the website again, please.
It's boringtobravo.com.
That's the book, too. Hey, Kristen, congratulations again on the book, and we look forward to getting you back again real soon.
Thank you so much. Nice talking with you.
You too. Kristen Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, Boring to Bravo. Check it out. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.